And John, while Congress was debating the bailout package, meanwhile here in New York City, the United Nations General Assembly got underway. And there was certainly lots of talk about the U.S. market troubles, which President Bush, well, he barely mentioned in his speech. Also, Iran's President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad gave a characteristically feisty speech saying that a few bullying powers are trying to thwart his country's peaceful nuclear program. For more, we go to Neil McFarquhar, a reporter for the New York Times, who has that story. Good morning, Neil.
Good morning.
Now, you report that there's been some tremendous grumbling at the U.N. about the U.S. economy. Let's hear how President Bush addressed it yesterday.
We have taken bold steps to prevent a severe disruption of the American economy, which would have a devastating effect on other economies around the world.
Now, Neil, how did that go over?
Bush spoke about, I think he was about third in the lineup yesterday, but from the very first speech, the whole financial crisis was a main topic conversation of every leader who addressed the General Assembly. The Secretary General Ban Ki-moon said that it was time for a new understanding of business ethics and governance with more compassion and less faith in the quote-unquote magic of markets. And the president of Brazil, Luiz Lula da Silva, said we must not allow the burden of the boundless greed of a few to be shouldered by all. And it just kind of went on all day with everybody making reference to it. President Sarkozy of France gave a press conference, and he said he'd been down to Wall Street to talk to the bankers, and they said he didn't know. They told him that they didn't know who was responsible for the mess. And he said, it's funny when these hedge funds and bankers pass out their fat bonuses, they all gloat about their success. But when there's a mess, no one knows who's responsible. And he called for greater regulation of the world financial markets. And that was basically the consensus of everybody, that it's time for the world leaders to get together and create some sort of mechanism so that governments have a little bit more control over the financial sector.
So the tone of what you describe is one of some satisfaction, perhaps. I mean, evidence of that great American double standard that so many international leaders have described to us.
Yeah, I mean, there were certainly in the corridors of the UN, less so in the speeches. I mean, there was sort of more concern in the speeches about, you know, what it means for aid programs and development and things like that, although, as we just heard, some biting references to greed and the lack of oversight. I think there was some a certain amount of satisfaction because the American administration in recent years has given such, you know, tough advice for people that have faced similar economic difficulties, and everyone was kind of remembering the unforgiving advice that people need to deflate their economies and let their banks go to the wall. So I think people were letting off a little bit of political steam on that.
And Neil, how would you sum up President Bush's last address to the UN?
Well, really, it was 22 minutes, but anyway, most of it was about, what he thought the war on terrorism had accomplished and the importance of continuing it.
Mm-hmm.
And the stuff about shoring up the financial markets was really only one paragraph in the midst of that.
Neil McFarquhar, thank you.
Welcome.
Neil McFarquhar is a New York Times reporter, and he was bringing us a report of the UN General Assembly. It's day two, and Hamid Karzai will be speaking later today.